With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Fowler Center at the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro has become well known for being one of the premier venues for plays, concerts, and art exhibits. The Fowler Center has welcomed a new director with the beginning of this academic year, Dr. Wendy Himes, and she's joining me here in the studios. Dr. Himes, welcome to KASU and to Arkansas State University.
Thank you, Marty, for having me.
What was your first impression of the arts community here in Jonesboro and specifically of the arts community here on the ASU campus?
I was really struck by the tremendous growth that has occurred in Jonesboro as I got to know the university community and see just the, it's wonderful to see all that happening in this community. And of course that impacts the arts activities in every community when you have growth in a good way. And it's great to be part of the Fowler Center. Our distinguished concert series just brings top artists for everybody to enjoy. And I love being an advocate for that within the community because, from what I can tell, people really love our distinguished concert series.
It has a great reputation, not only here in Jonesboro, but throughout the region, I believe.
Right.
Well, what appealed to you to seek and then accept this position of the Fowler Center director?
As I came to the campus and I got to meet people, I was just struck with how genuine people were, just so nice. And everybody gets along, which you might think is normal. Well, not always normal in a university setting, but it is normal here. And really enjoy getting to know everybody. And the facility just blew me away. You know, Riceland Hall's acoustics are just amazing. Like, I could speak like this on stage. I hope that wasn't too quiet. And you would hear it all the way in the back. Like, one of my first experiences was to hear our violin professor's audition. Guy, he now is our violin professor. And I could actually hear the texture of his bow on the strings. You know, what it felt like that, you know, all the way, I was sitting more than halfway back in Riceland Hall. So that just blew me away. I just can't wait to hear what our concerts are going to sound like, you know, from the smaller concerts all the way up to the Arkansas Symphony that will be here later in January. It's going to sound amazing. And then to top that off, we have the Bradbury Gallery in the same facility. We have the ASU Theater Department with the Drama Theater and the Black Box Theater all in the same building. And it's so beautiful. The Grand Hall, you come into this elegant chandelier. And I just said, wow, this is just an arts oasis right here in Jonesboro. I love it.
Well, you have a long resume as being a musician and being in arts education and arts administration. You've talked a lot about the Fowler Center. How does it compare to other venues where you've either been as a performer or as an administrator?
I have had so much fun being in venues small to large. I mean, I've performed. I was in the St. Louis Symphony Youth Symphony as a teenager, early 20s, playing flute. So I've played in Powell Hall, which is just a really amazing acoustic. St. Louis has wonderful halls, which is where I really grew up from teenager on, and worked there for almost a decade in the arts business. The Arts District, they have also this wonderful hall called the Sheldon Concert Hall, which seats about 500. And we have collaborated with them many concerts, and I've performed on that stage. It also has an amazing acoustic where it's very intimate feeling. You can really, the audience is close to you from the stage, and they can hear just a really great viewpoint of what you sound like. And Riceland Hall is much larger than that. It's almost twice almost twice the size of that, and it still has that intimate feel. So that's really special.
Well, what specific areas of music and the arts are your personal passion? What gets you excited personally, and what aspect of the arts?
I have had parents who have supported me so much as a youngster. I'm so grateful to my parents. Every summer they'd ship me off to some music camp or some experience, which was, or art camp. I actually was almost a double major when I got to college, studio art and music. I finally just said, I can't do both. This is too much time consuming. And I chose music, but I was drawing constantly as a kid and still have that passion for all the arts. What gets me really excited is to see the interdisciplinary nature of art. When you see art and music come together, what I studied for my dissertation was actually turned out to be almost an anthropologic topic. I was studying music written for the flute by African composers and from four different countries. And I had these African composers who were giving me handwritten manuscripts, and I'd stare at this wonderful music and say, I don't know how to play this. It's written for my Western flute, not for an African flute, but there are so many African traditions that influenced the composers to write in this style. I had to do a lot of research to see, well, what kind of traditions were in their culture influenced this music? I had to really find that out before I could play it. So I love seeing how art is relevant in today's cultures. And of course, with the world getting smaller and smaller, we really can be enriched. Our culture over here can be enriched by seeing how music affects other cultures around the world. So I've had the chance to travel to, I think, four different countries in Africa at this point to do some research, as well as to Brazil, and also to many of the finest museums in Europe on a music and art history abroad, my final year of my bachelor's, which I just treasure those experiences. And I hope that I can bring a little bit of that knowledge to our students and our community here.
Well, being a musician yourself, does that give you a unique perspective on how to best present a musical event in a venue like Riceland Hall?
That's a great question. The arts world, especially for music, is really changing. It's constantly changing. And I think what I've seen by having experience on stage and behind stage as well is that musicians have to be, if we're going to survive and be relevant and continue to draw audiences successfully, we have to be willing to change the way we're used to doing things too. You know, we have to be willing to know how to promote yourself. And by all means, if you can make an app to promote yourself, you are way ahead of the game. You know, there's just so much technology that can be helpful. Things are changing so quickly. You know, you can use a podcast to talk about your show. So artists have to be much more accessible. And even on stage, we can't just play on stage and not interact with the audience or engage the audience. That doesn't fly anymore. You know, people like pre-concert talks. They like it when even a conductor, a famous conductor of an orchestra, will turn around and just address the audience with a few words. You know, hey, this is what the composer of this piece was influenced by, and you can listen for that in this section. You'll hear this instrument playing a small bell, which was a bird. You know, that's an example. So artists, we can't just stay in our ivory tower and create our art and not interact with audiences. I think that's really what my experiences has taught me.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to the personal stamp that you'll be able to give to the Fowler Center and the many exciting things that go on there every single week, seems like, and throughout the course of the academic year.
Well, thank you. I'm just so grateful for the foresight that Arkansas State University has had when they created the Fowler Center, and the generosity of the gift from the Fowlers, as well as the Bradburys and Riceland, to endow this distinguished performance series. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to continuing it many years.
Dr. Wendy Himes is the new director of the Fowler Center, the performing arts facility here on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. At this time tomorrow, I'll continue my conversation with Dr. Himes, as she'll give a preview of the upcoming events in this year's Fowler Center series. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.